Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm really excited about this conversation. This has been a long time coming. And let me lead you in with this. At a lecture at the University of New Hampshire in 2012, former United States Supreme Court Justice David Souter, he was asked by a person in the audience what he thought the appropriate role and responsibility of our schools is to not only educate our kids, but produce civically engaged students. And here is what David Souter had to say in response.
The reason I said that I think it is the most significant problem that we've got is that I think some of the aspects of current American government that people on both sides find frustrating are in part a function of the inability of people to understand how government can and should function. It is a product of civic ignorance. I don't worry about our losing Republican government in the United States because I'm afraid of a foreign invasion. I don't worry about it because I think there is going to be a coup by the military, as has happened in some other places. What I worry about is that when problems are not addressed, people will not know who is responsible. And when the problems get bad enough, as they might do, for example, with another serious terrorist attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown, some one person will come forward and say, "Give me total power and I will solve this problem." That is how the Roman Republic fell. Augustus became emperor not because he arrested the Roman Senate. He became emperor because he promised that he would solve problems that were not being solved. If we know who is responsible, I have enough faith in the American people to demand performance from those responsible. If we don't know, we will stay away from the polls. We will not demand it. And the day will come when somebody will come forward and we and the government will in effect say, "Take the ball and run with it. Do what you have to do." That is the way democracy dies. And if something is not done to improve the level of civic knowledge, that is what you should worry about at night. So, to end where I began, the support of civic education in the United States, including in this state, is a public problem and a public responsibility which is second to none.
My guest this hour is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, who's an internationally award-winning city consultant and founder of an outfit called the City Doctor Productions. She is credited as a pioneer in place science, which is the characteristics of a city that make people love living there. Doctor, as much as I would love to talk to you about place science, we'll have to save that mostly for another day. I want to talk to you about the dangers of civic ignorance. If we can just start here, how well do you think Americans today understand the basic principles of democracy as envisioned by the founding fathers?
Well, I have to say, first of all, thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that we are still in a situation where I think some recent polling shows that we're still around two-thirds of our country cannot name the three branches of government. So I believe that we are still in a bad way about as far as people understanding their role and what a republic or a democracy even means. But I do think that we also have some room to grow in a lot of sectors, just not the schools.
And when we talk about civic ignorance, we're talking about something deeper than, you know, for example, how many branches of government are there or, you know, how a bill becomes law. I think we're talking about our own role, the power that was granted to us
by
the founding fathers. Talk about how that affects, you know, how our government works or doesn't work.
I think it's something even more tragic in that, you know, I do study cities and how people interact with their cities. And I don't think the only problem is the education of knowing how to get involved, but it's the apathy of feeling like your involvement won't matter. And unfortunately, I mean, people like me who have studied civic engagement since for 30 some years, I can say that the apathy component is growing, and unfortunately, it's growing by experience. People are attempting to engage. We are attempting to make it easier for them to engage, and yet when they engage, they don't necessarily see their efforts produced in the outcome. And I mean that in little and big ways. I mean, elections are elections. We majority rules. But then even in little things like planning for your community's future, sitting in on you know, city council meetings and trying to have a sway in policy around development or education or any of the other topics that do keep people up at night, they are engaging, but yet they're not seeing any fruits of their labor. And so they are hard pressed to come back to that table again.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the role social media has played? How has that made civic ignorance worse by, you know, just flooding the zone with these algorithms that reward outrage and misinformation instead of, you know, real human-to-human connection and learning?
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I have a daughter who just graduated from the public school system here in North Carolina, and I was delighted that she was required to take some coursework in media literacy
how to... That's great. Oh, I've been preaching that for a long time, Doctor. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm very enthusiastic about that. Say more, please.
Me too. I think that, you know, on top of the emotions behind does my engagement matter is the ability to be a good consumer of information and knowing what to look towards and what to ignore. And I think kids today are on the front lines of that in more ways than one. So really including this idea of media literacy at an early age, and I'm talking, you know, the research is pretty clear around civic engagement that the values around civic engagement are instilled by middle school.
Wow.
So once that happens, it's hard to get them to come around to see their role in our society. So collaborating with media literacy as early as middle school really makes a big difference in protecting and educating our kids for that next step.
I love it. I wish that every public school had a curricula that included, you know, the stuff they're all, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Maybe there's time for PE. Hopefully there's time for the arts. But by God, you know, for a long time in this country, we did pretty good with, hey, here's your civics class. You know, if we can get back to that and then tack media literacy on top of that, and frankly, you know, join some of the other countries in the industrialized worlds that are routinely scoring higher on standardized tests than American students. I think about, you know, Finland in particular. Finland, you know, it's a tiny country. They got a little bit different set of resources and challenges than we do, but they force their kids to take media literacy and civics classes. And as a result, their kids are not just, you know, proficient in arithmetic and reading, but they're better citizens. We need that in this country.
Well, I think that's true. I have to agree with you. I think that, you know, one of the things we got rid of in my neck of the woods was learning cursive. And there was a lot of upheaval about we're not teaching children cursive anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think some of this is you've got to look at the environment. We have to evolve as a society. And what are the new things that are bombarding us? Unfortunately, as much as I love letter writing as the next person, it's not really what we're doing anymore. But what we are doing is being bombarded with social media. So we do have to sort of, you know, adapt or die, if you will, as far as helping our kids be prepared for what is truly out there in today's world. And so if that means we lose cursive, you know, I hate it, but I will take it over media literacy opportunity.
How do we teach civic understanding? How do we fight civic ignorance, I guess, put another way? How do we do that in a way outside of classrooms, in a way that feels kind of like cool and empowering and sexy rather than wonky or even worse, preachy? You know, educated adults might hear this conversation and think, well, I got mine. I don't, you know, I'm fine. I don't need to be educated about how to be a good citizen. But, you know, maybe they do. What do we do about that?
You know, I think it's fair. And also, how do we make it not boring? I think, you know, there are a lot of things that are happening today when you look at even the success of Hamilton, the Broadway show, to sort of present history in a different way. It's one of the things I do a lot of because I call it hiding the broccoli, because in civics, because you have to find ways to engage people around all of us. In those things. And I think that there are a couple of organizations and national organizations and really community groups that work pretty hard at this, both in the schools and in the communities. The Daughters of the American Revolution actually celebrate Constitution Week, and they go into the schools and they provide the curricula and they provide all the information to overwhelm teachers, you know, so that they can get this information to the kids. There's also things like kids voting, which allows as early as middle school, like I said, for kids to have these ballot boxes set up at their school where they learn about that whole process and then they go vote with their parents. I do have to say, though, I'm one of these moms that say, you know, the school's job is not to raise your child. And I think we as parents have to do a good job in instilling that civic value in our kids and learning how to engage beyond voting. Like, what are the smart ways to engage in our society? And unfortunately, I think a lot of us parents are on that leading generation that maybe did not get that civics education. Mm-hmm. So we have a bit of the blind leading the blind here. And that's why these programs that include the parents, and you do it with your kid, you go voting with your kid, or you go to the town council meeting with your kid. But there are so many ways to engage. The last thing I will say is parents have to, and this is difficult, I have been there, let their children get information and let them make their own choices. Like, I live in North Carolina, and so pretty much when you're born, your parents will tell you whether you like Chapel Hill, NC State, or Duke. I mean, that's it. You don't get any choices about who you cheer for or whatever. It's serious business around here. And so we have to be allowing of our children to make their own choices and not push our views on them, but to let them decide through education and through getting information. So it's a complicated, many-faceted issue, but it's just not that complicated in that, you know, I agree with what we've been talking about all along in the clip that you shared. The Republic, you know, Benjamin Franklin said, we've created a republic if you can keep it. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're up against right now. And it is going to be very easy for someone to step in and say, you know, pat you on your little head and say, don't worry, I'll take care of it. and that's that, you know. And I'm pretty sure that's not what was intended for our country when it was founded.
I don't think so either. Doctor, I'd like to keep you about another 10 minutes if I can, just get a commercial break out of the way. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the future and how it might look if you and I get what we want. How's that?
Sounds good.
That sounds great, right? Okay, my guest is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, a.k.a. The City Doctor. An internationally award-winning city consultant and founder. You can't have a good city without good civics, and that's what we're talking about here today on WWL. We'll be right back after this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stick around. Just about 14 minutes left to program here on WWL. My guest is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, the City Doctor. Doctor, thanks for sticking around. So you and I spoke in the last segment about how great it would be if kids, as a matter of, you know, education curriculum, coast to coast, got civic education classes. They got media literacy classes. They learned in school how to participate in council meetings and do participatory budgeting and citizen assemblies and things like that. If you and I were in charge of education today and we put those policies into place and made those curricula happen, what do you think the country might look like in 10 or 20 years when those kids start graduating?
Well, I think what you would end up seeing is a whole new generation that has fallen back in love with their country. I think one of the things about civic engagement is that you don't just engage when you're happy with things. Mm-hmm. Civic engagement is not related to love of country. Sometimes you get involved when you're unhappy. And that's really what it's supposed to be about. And so your involvement means a change for the future. And I think if we have a generation of children who have had experience and life skills in civics, and I mean life skills, like you said, it's not just about the three branches of government. It's about how do you make your voice heard effectively? And then how do you handle it when policies still don't go your way or when they do go your way and then you have to be part of making it happen, you know? So what is that new look of civic engagement in the future? I think one of the things we'll find is people who are a lot more emotionally invested in the outcomes of our country. And when we as humans are emotionally invested, we are capable of unbelievable things. And I think our country could only benefit from it, even if it doesn't always go your way.
Yeah, I'd love to hear you talk about emotional investment. I think usually in the context of, you know, when we're talking about politics and how things work and don't work, we talk about emotional investment. The only emotion we're ever really talking about is anger and bitterness and resentment. But the emotional investment that you're laying out for us here is something more like pride and connectivity and joy. You know, it's something that would look more familiar to the way that we think about America, you know, 50 years ago when it was all white picket fences and everybody got along and the Soviets were a problem over there. But everybody over here was very proud of the country. A lot of, you know, Clarence Darrow and To Kill a Mockingbird kind of stories like that. What do you think is the single most important thing that each of us can do today to fight civic ignorance and strengthen our democracy? Not like it's too big of a lift. What can we do?
I think the first thing we can do, especially if we have children or grandchildren in our lives, is be a wonderful example. I think that, you know, the only thing we can control in this life is ourselves and the way that we behave and the way that we demonstrate to others our values and what we think is important. So if there was one thing, I would say, you know, what are you doing yourself as an engaged person to make sure to fight against civic ignorance and to be involved in the way that sees fit? And number two, how can you bring those around you with you on that journey? And even if, again, they disagree, you know, how can we be the best example for children? Because let's face it, changing policies, getting the schools to do what we want, getting the world to do what we want is an impossible climb. And it's certainly not as quick as changing ourselves and then being that example for others.
Wow. I love it. This is a great conversation, Doctor. And I really do want to have you back sometime to talk about cities. You know, I'm very much a fan of, you know, new urbanism and smart design and mass transit. Yep. And I would love somebody to just kind of dork out about that stuff on the air with. my father was a city planner for 40 years growing up. So it's an issue that's close to my heart. And, you know, here in New Orleans, you know, we're constantly having to kind of reinvent ourselves. We're a city on the edge of the end of the world, and it's a place that people love. And we need to make sure that we protect it. And we really do want to have you back on sometime to talk about that. But for now, we better let you go. Again, my guest is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, the city doctor. Doctor, how can people follow your work if they want to learn more?
Oh, if you want to learn more, you can find me on Facebook at Dr. Catherine Laughlin. You can also find me at the City Doctor Productions, where we bring local history to life in your town through productions and events and make you feel connected to your place.
What kind of productions?
Usually historical reenactments. We also do historical fiction, murder mysteries. We do gaming events where we base it on history. A lot of bootlegging parties.
Oh my God!
Everything in between.
My glasses are fogging up, Doctor. This is crazy. It's getting hot in here. Holy smokes! Historical reenactments. Oh my God! I'm a member of a theater company that does immersive historical plays. We call it the reconstruction cycle. Yeah, it's super cool and fun, and it really. There's just nothing better than live theater about a place where people live to help them kind of connect to, oh my God, this is what it was like 200 years ago. And then they look around them today and they look at the world in a totally different way. So
they do. And the last thing I'll say is my research is bearing out pretty clearly that nothing makes people fall in love and feel engaged and attached to a community than a well-done, creative, fun local history production. It works better than millions of dollars that you invest in a public art campaign or anything else. Those are important, but the biggest bang for your buck is local history.
I know there are a lot of city council people and other city leaders, people who are running for mayor in October that listen to this station. Take a note, folks. Dr. Catherine Laughlin, the city doctor, get this woman down here. Let's make some magic. Doctor, thank you so much. It was a great conversation. The audience is responding very positively on my text line here.
Wonderful.
So time well spent. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
I love to come back when you're ready. Thank you so much for having me.
You're at the top of the list, Doc. Take good care. All right. Okay. When we come back, I'll just round off a couple things. I do want to detail for you some more things we'll be talking about tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to be a great show, but I'm a little bit backed up here. Let's make room for another traffic update with Catherine VIP. I may have time to read another text or so. What did I say? Catherine VIP. Courtney VIP, the traffic doctor, is up next. I mean, looking for Scoot on WWL.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.